All right, laundry division results. Lopin won it pretty easily. Is he a powerhouse?
He's solid.
Alec, yeah. Oh God, I'll try. Alec, what do you think about Lopin's performance?
I mean, yeah, he's solid. I don't think he's like a powerhouse, but he'll go a moderate distance there. I think he's like an upper mid carder.
It's worth noting he was like really doing well in OMAD. And that's like the last major user contest, really. So, I don't know. I think he might. I'm not sure if he gets out of round three. I'll go round four and he's out. Engirl didn't do too well. In fact, she got quite a few negatives. I was surprised on that. Any reason for that? Are you surprised that she seemed weaker, JC?
No, not really. Like, all I saw of her when I first came here was Mafia. And then pretty much all I've seen of her recently was her, like, army man and then in the Youth of the Year chat a bit and getting first votes. So I really don't see her much.
Yeah, she kind of disappeared for a while. She, like, just recently came back, so that might have hurt her. And then finally we had Charmander with a strong third-place performance after talking in the topic all week about how he was going to get eliminated.
All week, all month.
Is this more proof of this new stats vote?
Yeah, plus he's been very active about making sure that people know he needs the vote. So I felt like there were a lot of he needs the vote type votes. And, you know, it's a good time for a Pokemon guy to come out, stats guys, you know. Perfect storm for that big third place finish over Espel.
I'm surprised Espel didn't do that well.
I don't know. He was very popular in UUL, but I never really see him tons.
Yeah, he does more like daytime posting, and he's got all like these little like popularity contests, user contests, giveaway contest things. I don't know.
That's all I really see him is the giveaway contests.
Yeah.
And finally, we have the division that's going on today. We have a pretty epic battle for first between Fetus, Football, and Tranny. Who you guys got coming out on top there?
Transients.
Football. Go Football. I called it.
I mean, I wish it were going to be football, but gotta go with the Tranny here. If you're asking who we expect to win.
So who do you think any of these guys can make it to round five?
Fetus and Tranny, maybe. I just don't really see Tranny that much outside of his like one topic.
Sus is making a stand against the Click this year, so that could hurt him. All right, we got round two predicts now for three divisions, since that's all that's happening before the next podcast, which will be live next week. All right, first off, we got the Ryoko versus Dante division. So I got Ryoko over Redtooth, MSG over G-Mun, Jackal over Yonix, Sepp over Xylo, Vulch over B-Ball Man, Cooge over Swift, and Dante over Moltar. You guys have anything different?
No, it's all the same for me, I think. Swift could do a number on Cooge, actually, depending on
who. That's probably the most interesting matchup there.
Because you get, like, Exa, Tim Jab, Ulti. You get people you know are going to vote for Swift, and I don't know if...
He had a lot of haters, though. He had a lot of haters in round one.
The format definitely helps him. He definitely benefits from one-on-one, though, compared to... I mean, if you have a group of people, there's going to... he's got a lot of people who really dislike him. You're not going to get the people who only kind of sort of dislike him, whereas that's kind of neutralized in a 1v1.
True enough. Next up, we have Kleenex versus Rusty divisions. I got Kleenex over As I Desire, Crasty over Red 13, Mega Man over DNEA. Probably one of the more interesting matchups in round one. I got Tim Jab over Metroid Composite, Lisa over God of Gaming, Drake over Wang, and Rusty over Haggaile. Anyone different, maybe on Tim Jab, Metroid?
No, I still think Tim Jab's going to win it, but Metroid's plus 58 sort of...
Yeah, that was a good performance.
I don't really see him around much, but I guess he gets himself out there since he's gotten a good positive.
Tim has the game of the year going, so that might help him out.
Yeah, that'll probably help him out the most, like, whereas Metroid Composite has the stats folk, so...
Well, the thing about it is that, like, you can pretty much see that all of Metroid's votes are going to be, like, 5-0 or 4-1, whereas Tim Jab's votes might be, like, 3-2, 4-1. I don't think there's going to be too many 5-0s for Tim.
So, are you taking Metroid?
I'm leaning that way.
Ooh, that stats vote's gonna be put to the test there. And next up, we have Justin's versus Shine's division. I got Shine over Giggs, Soul over Biscuit, SBP over Menji, Sagunas over Para, Snowcamp over Heroic Mario, KP over Fa, and Justin over Casanova. Seems like a pretty ho-hum division right there.
I think I might have Menji.
Menji didn't do that well, man.
Well,
Menji lost a Paratroopa.
Oh. I have Sonic Blast Punch. And I might actually go with Private Biscuit there. Zhang, like, I don't know. Over Soul, that's...
Biscuit did pretty shitty. Soul's the one that beat SBP and Sagunas.
You think Snowcamp is going to beat Heroic Mario?
Yeah, man. Heroic Mario isn't that popular anymore.
I don't know. Snow is definitely going to beat HM.
We'll see.
God, you're supposed to be an expert, Neon.
I am an expert. Heroic Mario is
going
to
crush you by your Down syndrome kid.
No, Heroic Mario is going to totally win that match.
Having you as an EPOP expert is like having Ed Bellas as a stats expert. Who is that?
It's got like Duke Nukem going to the quarters.
All right, let's move on to the news. Huge news, guys. TCA is posting again. Boo. Has anyone ever officially announced their departure and then left the board? Can you guys think of anyone?
Palmer.
Exactly. See, if you're going to leave the board, you just leave.
How about Horatio? He left without announcing, came back for a little bit and said, you know what, I'm just gone. And there might be somebody like, I'm trying to think if there's
anyone. Didn't Horatio come back with like alts though?
Yeah, he did. I mean, if you care enough about the board to make an I'm leaving topic, most of the time you're just not going to be able to stay away is what's going to come down to. I mean, the people who tend to leave, it seems that they just kind of drift away and are just never heard from again. So.
Yeah, so TCA is a loser. Can we sum that up? Yeah. Next up, we have Games Contest. Tim Jabb's running a Games Contest, which is in the User of the Year style. Do you guys like the idea, JC?
I think it's good, but maybe run it at the same time as User of the Year might hurt votes, since pretty much the topic titles look the exact same. Maybe it'll bring in votes. I really have no idea.
True. I only had one problem with the way he ran is the nominations were just 5 from everybody, and then whatever got nominated got in. So there's some pretty notable snubs, like Mario 3 almost didn't get in. Next year, I'd just go with like having people rank their top 10 or something, and then just seeing what gets multiples, getting them in, something like that.
Well, the problem was that like nobody was really doing anything, so he pretty much had to take what came.
Well, yeah, but he could have just given more nominations and then took overlaps.
Yeah, I guess, and like forcing them to do like a top 10 probably would have given more numbers.
Yeah. I heard an interesting point about the fact that it's taken so long for someone who's the User of the Year format, because it's a good format. I think Chris said it. He said that no one wanted to inflate Smurf's ego, so that's why no one's used the format till now. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, that's probably pretty close to it. Anybody who wants to run that would then have to like interact with Smurf, and like I think he's playing like the emo Smurf thing right now, like, oh, everyone's talking bad about me, even though he kind of deserves it this year. But yeah, I can see people saying, yeah, I don't really want to deal with, but plus people just don't want to copy stuff, I think, sometimes. But now that it's Ed Bellis doing it, well,
who cares if we copy off Ed Bellis? He's not going to do anything.
Yeah, he's not dangerous.
He's just a weak faggot.
Oh, jeez.
Any other contest you think would work with the User of the Year format that you might want to see? Alec, best baseball player.
Babe contest. I actually think a movie contest might work.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm not sure if it would get the votals, but I think that could be interesting.
I think a lot of people are already having a problem with Game of the Year where they haven't played like several of the games in each division. So you need something that like people have done a lot. So movies actually might work better than games in a way, if you think about it. Because there's not that many best movie contests. Like, there's a lot of game contests. And then, like, I think more people would have more experiences with movies because it's a lot easier to just happen to watch a movie that's pretty popular than to play it every game because you have to own all the consoles and shit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really like that idea. I think someone maybe should eventually try that with movies. Maybe not right away because we don't want to, like, burn out the format here. But eventually. Maybe Volch or something, or Menji. Next up, we have the Epona Rally. I think Herrick's big rally this year. The man who brought you the Doc Lewis rally, he is now bringing you the Epona Rally. Epona versus Chocobo, who would you have in a matchup of rallied animals? I'll take Silver Ermine. Go watch How to Train a Dragon, guys. JC, who do you got in Epona versus Chocobo?
I'm going to have to go with Chocobo, because, like, if you play Zelda, you just don't know the horse's name is Epona, but it doesn't really seem like an icon, whereas Chocobo is pretty much everywhere in Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I think Chocobo is more, obviously more exposure, but I think Epona might get more, like, badass vote or something. Because it's
Chocobo
a cool...
has a better name.
It's a horse.
What a badass horse, guys.
Which one would you rather eat?
Chocobo meat seems pretty tender.
All right.
Which would you rather turn into glue?
So,
good question.
Are we conflicted here? Nian, Epona or Chocobo?
I go with the Chocobo.
Really? I don't know, man. It's
more iconic, and it's not like Final Fantasy is weak. It's just
I know, but you just can't bet. You can't bet against Zelda.
Yeah, I'd go with Epona if I had to.
It's a fucking horse.
Dude,
it's a fucking
it's a Zelda
chicken.
Horse. There you go. It's a fucking pedophilic looking kid. It's a Zelda pedophilic looking kid. Exactly. That's a profound statement right there by me. And finally in the news, we have Tranny's User Contest. Not Dave is in the... looks like he's going to the finals as of recording time. You guys buy? Does this help you buy Not Dave even more as a legit threat, or is this just LOL joke user contest?
I'm pretty sure it's LOL.
Yeah, it's like in 20 some votes, which isn't bad, but it's mostly like click guys. So I think it's like an all click Final Four. It's like Not Dave, Volch, and Gamer and Icon. So that kind of sums up the contest. All right, let's move on to games. It's been a huge week for Pokemon because Nuzlocke has taken the board by storm. JC, is it a lame fad or is it a way of life?
It would be a lot less lame if people didn't feel the need to make their own damn topic for every single one. So, like, on the topic list, if you have, like, 50 topics per page, probably, like, 15 of them would be Nuzlocke. And it's really
freaking
frustrating. Slight
over-exaggeration, but that's okay. We support those. Brings in ratings.
It seems like nobody finishes them anyways, so it's not like they couldn't all fit in one topic.
Yeah, most of the people who do them, if they put them on one, maybe they'd like encourage each other to like finish it more, you know?
Yeah, Mana made a topic, but nobody's using it.
Yeah, does this prove that Pokemon is maybe getting boring, just the fact that so many people want to do this? Alec.
Can that make it not boring?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, in a lot of games, you get the, like, unique, crazy little game types, and they don't necessarily mean that it's boring.
Well, I know, but the fact that so many people have taken this, I feel like it just means that Pokemon's maybe getting... I mean, there's been so many Pokemon games, the fundamentals have never changed. I just gotta think it's getting a little stale for people, even if they don't want to admit it. I think that's why it's been so popular.
I kind of feel like it's just an excuse for people to do nostalgia because, I mean, everybody like remembers, oh, the good old days of Pokemon. A lot of these people are playing like the earlier Pokemon games. And if you're, it's a lot easier to justify it with yourself because it's like, oh, I'm getting a new game out of it. Whereas rather than, oh, I'll be playing the same thing as I played before. So, I mean, not necessarily that it's like stale, but I mean, it's just who would, a lot of people don't want to go and play through the same game over again. Whereas they might play a new Pokemon game, but they're not going to, like, play one of their 10-year-old games.
Well, nostalgia is, like, a huge factor for it. I bought Soul Silver pretty much because that was, like, the game of my childhood, even though I sort of left it on a plane yesterday. But, yeah, nostalgia is huge for Pokemon.
Yeah, I do like the concept because it's kind of interesting because Pokemon's pretty easy usually, so I guess it kind of adds, like, an intensity that's not really there for most battles because you have to worry about your guys dying. You know?
Depends on if you, like, make teams or, like, pretty much solo shit. Because in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, if you don't solo, you're going to have a really hard time.
So, Neon, how do you feel about the Nuzlocke fad?
Like, I'm at the first gym.
Oh, you have a Pokemon game? I totally forgot.
Yeah, so I have the Soul Silver thing. I will say, this is, like, the first time, like, the Pokemon topics have been annoying to me. And as somebody who hadn't played Pokemon or cared about it before, like, it was, like, the one game that people posted, like, too much about that didn't really bother me, but now it's kind of like everywhere you go there's a topic, and it's funny that I would complain because I've had two topics about it.
You know, Anagram at least.
Yeah, no, it's just like it becomes like a little too much, like let's talk about this specific Pokemon, and like I took a step in this town, and what is the best like looking four of them, and etc etc. It's just a little too much.
Ludicolo.
Yeah, these people, I don't know how they talk so much about, like, character sprites, and should there be a pre-evolution for this, and should this get an evolution? Like, I don't know how. I just don't understand it. Next up, my SNES topic. I quit two games. Yeah. My completion rate is down to 31%. To be fair, I played 13 games. Only four of them have been above 5.0 for me, and 5.0 is average, so... Yeah, 1991 and 1992 are really fucking shitty years for SNES RPGs. Next up for me is, well, it depends on what the votes come out to. It's going to either be essentially River City Ransom 2 or Uncharted Waters. Any of you guys played either of those?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. Yeah, I thought you might have played Uncharted Waters. It's kind of like old school.
Maybe I have. I don't know. Doesn't ring a bell.
And finally for games this week, Splinter Cell's coming out this week, and the board's hating on it, of course, because it's Xbox exclusive. Anyone going to get it?
Nope.
Really?
No, I have like a million games I still have to finish.
True. Do you guys think this means Sam Fisher's going to come back this year with a vengeance in the character battle?
I've never played one of these games.
Great point. Alec?
What? I can't remember off the top of my head. Did he do anything before other than beat Gordon Freeman?
No, not really.
Well, then he'll come back to being completely useless as he was before.
I don't know, man. I see him getting to Shepard levels, because this game's going to be huge. There's, like, a lot of hype.
Well, like, you see the commercials, and, like, I don't think they really make you want to get the game anymore. So it's not going to be, like, something like Modern Warfare 2 where everybody has it. And we just saw how crappy Modern Warfare 2 did. Like,
hey, Captain Price did pretty good, actually.
Yeah, but Soap was up against Big Daddy and pretty much jobbed.
Big Daddy's pretty good, though.
Yeah, but Soap had, like...
Yeah, but just say Modern Warfare 2 on the whole bombed is silly, because it's not even a character-driven game. Splinter Cell is semi-character-driven with Sam Fisher. It's completely different. So you don't know what you're talking about. All right. Excellent. Let's move on to the random conversation, which we've been hitting at. We've been so excited, and we're just holding in. Ian's got a huge boner right now, and Ed is sucking his own dick.
Okay, is this about that Brendan Fraser movie about furry vengeance?
No. But I'm sure many Boreators will see that first day.
Yeah,
so we got User of the Year going on right now, and... you got people, like, negativing Alana and, like, giving cry symbols. Like, I'm so sorry you just haven't been here all year. I'm just so sorry. And then I'm talking to Neon, talking about that, and he's like, dude, have you seen how many times Charmander's posted on the User of the Year topic? He's definitely watching that topic like a hawk. I'm going to plus two him.
I gave him a plus two.
Now he's, like, in your fucking pocket. So...
Yeah, he better be. We'll just say that. I have Ed Bellis's ear. I can get a DQ.
Do you guys think there's an element of having to play the game if you want to win User of the Year? Neon, we'll start with you.
I think people in this first round here definitely do a lot of... I've seen Ulti, I think, post three times that this is the one day that he doesn't want to give anyone a minus or something like that.
And then pictures of him random orging. Like, just make look, I'm being legit, guys. Come on.
Like, haven't seen you all year. Like, I mean, I don't mind. Sometimes I'll throw out, I don't like this guy, or I don't know who. Sometimes I'll post what I think of the people in the division one way or the other. I don't care, but I can't post that I'm posting that I'm voting for Charmander because I want his points, because that looks like rallying. I don't want to get DQ'd. Right, Ed? But is he fucking dead or something?
What? Yes.
Doctor Strange Awakened.
He's a neon this week.
Yeah.
I kind of fell asleep for like 5 minutes.
Alec, you definitely don't play the game. So do you notice people playing the game a lot? Do you think that's something you have to do if you want to do well?
There's definitely people playing the game. And even in like just looking in the user of the year topic and seeing the people being like, oh, so-and-so like minused me. I thought we were friends and stuff like that. And it's like, it's a user contest and people are like paying attention enough to that. So, I mean, I definitely think it plays a factor in there. So
I think a lot of people are very careful about negativing. Just like, I think a lot of people try and go for people who won't care or like who won't notice. And then, you know, all the justifications. JC, you've done a couple justifications. I've seen you do it. Are you playing the game, JC?
No, I just have a really hard time hating people.
Playing the game.
I'll say this. In the past, I definitely played the game. And like in 2007, I didn't really have any negative votes. Last year, I didn't really have any negative votes. This year, I have not cared about playing the game, you know? I think part of it is, you know, part of playing the game is not wanting to get moderated. So I don't like outright say people suck. But then on the podcast, I can say whatever I want. So it's kind of tough to hold it in sometimes. So yeah, this year I'm suddenly getting all these negative threes. I'm not sure. I think it's partially coincidence because, you know, I don't really give a shit if I'm telling someone they suck.
To be fair, though, half of them were from like people who like do negative 3-1 seeds like constantly, like HGR.
True, but and Neon, would you say there's a difference this year? Like, do you think I'm like a good experiment to see if you have to play the game to win you the year this year?
Maybe you might not be like sucking up to people. You might not saying that you did or didn't, but maybe you're not sucking up to people. You're just kind of like insulting people. You're more active, and because you're annoying, that probably annoys people.
Damn.
Dude, every week you have a list of losers of the week.
Yeah, that's my first problem for sure.
He's good at English and putting things into words than I am. He's good at that more than I am.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, it's just, does it annoy you to watch people play the game? Like when you see people doing that, Neon? Not that you're one to talk, Mr. +2 Charmander, but
yeah, but I'm having fun with it. I've definitely like run down plenty of people in the topics, and I definitely like I can't imagine any of the stats people want anything to do with me when my day comes. So. And it sucks because my day is so late in the thing. It's like I can't just like tear into people because I have to worry about it. No, no, I am. We'll see. I haven't been very kind to the stats people or to a lot of the click people. So I think some of my usual sources of friendly +3s are gonna go away.
I'd just like to point out, Cess, his anti-click rallying cry that he did today is after his division went by. So, you know, playing the game right there.
Ooh. Alec, does it bother, as someone who doesn't play the game, are you like more likely to maybe, if someone negatives you and they're like, oh, Alec, I'm so sorry, I just haven't seen you or something, how do you feel about that?
I think I messaged a few people and like, why are you like apologizing for doing what I had asked people to do? Although I will confess, I was a little annoyed by HGR. I was like the only one seed who didn't get a -3. Fuck him.
Well, FFD. JC, how do you feel when someone nags you and says, I'm sorry?
Well, I don't really get the I'm sorrys. I just sort of get negatived. And I have like a retarded conscience that makes me feel bad. So like if I get like a -2, I feel like I've done something wrong. And then I feel really bad. It's sort of retarded.
Yeah, it's That's what a good way to get to JC. Let's all like 0-5 him next round and just make him feel bad about himself. What an excellent idea by me. So those
you're just trying to get insecure JC back. Shut up.
Yes. Insecure. I hate confident JC. He's terrible. Terrible user.
Bad for ratings.
No, I gotta play the game. I gotta play the JC, you know, I'm just messing with you, bro. Dude, you know I love you, man.
I couldn't have any fun with it because no one's I go way late in the round, so I don't get to like go after everybody who minus threes me for the rest of the first round and bash them and insult them. That would have been fun.
All right, let's move on to one post winners of the week, our new favorite thing ever, which Cycle hates, so we like it more. Let's start with number three this week, Shadow 2145. Pull of the day. I had to select option not really, only if the sheets are a wreck, even though I don't really make my bed, even if my sheets are a wreck, because there wasn't an appropriate option to choose from. I only make my bed if a chick is coming over. I don't really understand why I do that, because they are soon going to be a wreck anyways. Yeah. What a douchebag. And then his sig is currently playing your mom. Like, what a fag.
Who's this?
Shadow 2145.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, if you have numbers in your username, I highly doubt you're plugging girls.
Nope.
Definitely a turnoff for any girl. So what's your GameFAQs username? 2145.
I'll go on GameFAQs and see his username. That's only like Spork and Engrill.
Yeah, yeah, JC, just make sure you never have numbers in your name, because it might hurt your chances later. All right, this one's from Big Pun. Uh-oh. God, fucking my right nostril has been whistling for the past week. Seriously, I tried picking it. I tried plugging my left nostril and blowing in the right one with all my might. There's nothing there. Why do you whistle when I exhale? Wow. Big Pun's just on fire this week.
It was another one of his topics that I saw that I really wanted to nominate for this. Let me find it.
And finally from Ugly Face 2, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was a lone, lone, loan with low, low 3.5% financing. Can't imagine why no one posted that one.
If that's not an ad already, though, you know it's going to happen in the next year or so.
Yeah, the guy's browsing GameFAQs going to use that one for sure. Let's move on to our old favorite segment, Winners and Losers. Only one winner this week, Tim Jab, for his games contest idea. Yeah, he might have been doing it to play the game, get some votes. But hey, it's a good idea. I think it's going to be a fun contest. And Volos were pretty strong day one, so it should be fun. Lots of losers this week, though. Nuzlocke incompletes. If you make a Nuzlocke topic and you don't finish it, go hang yourself right now. Anagram. Good God. For all his Pokemon topics, really terrible. Terrible week for Anagram. Chris is crying right now. Chris took Anagram in like the 7th round. And ever since then, Anagram got worse. Like where people are actively making topics, hating him. And then he spoiled Final Fantasy 13 for a bunch of people.
That was terrible.
So he's really... Chris... Poor Chris. That's just like drafting... I don't know, someone in fantasy baseball and then they get injured or something, you know? It's like drafting Maglio last year. Is that a good one? Is that a good baseball reference?
He's on my team this year. He's doing well.
Hell yeah. Dude, he's a Jose Reyes from last year. Come on.
Ulti this week, many of you may know from that topic that he edited Vlado's wiki. And like, what do you do? Fix some grammar mistakes or something and then Vlado... threw a fit for that. Am I right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, he did the same thing for me, and now I'm going to throw a hissy fit about it. He edited my top 263 users, and all he edited was he took out the part where I called him a troll. Is that the weirdest thing ever?
And he's going to fall back on that whole, because it's trolling to do that. Even if you're not actually
the rest
trolling,
of the list, he wants to trolling.
So, he's going to hide behind the the rules of the wiki. So,
I just don't understand. Like, how did that? I'm gonna go look at his topic and take that out. Like, because that's what I got to do right now. I mean, he's clearly not getting enough attention from his wife. So I think his wife needs to take a belt and beat him over the ass with it so he feels good about himself. And so anyway, he took out the part where he said I was a where I said he was a troll. So all my write up said was I didn't like him back when he was cool. So props to me. When he wants to be, he can be a decent guy, but that's a pretty rare occurrence these days. Then he took out everything else, so I added in some more. I said, Ulti's main problem is that he likes to do a lot of shitty trolling. One of his favorite techniques is abusing his wiki powers. Quite frankly, it is childish, but is the kind of things you expect from a sad and broken man. No, literally, his wife broke all his bones once. Ha! Suck it. I win again.
You do.
Thanks. You really showed him.
Talking to Joy Raw recently.
Yeah, he's friends with Joy. He's so weird, man. He like goes from he loves MWC. He loves Joy Rock now. What a guy. TCA's a loser for coming back to the board. For shame. You're the Mick Foley. You're another Mick Foley. Luster.
He's my loser.
Luster for okay in the chat. He's okay. You guys all love Luster. Everyone loves to laugh at his funny comments. But he is annoying as fuck in the chat all day for his day he was up yesterday. He's just talking about stats and shit. And then he was waiting till the last second to vote so he could negative three the people above him and pass them. Like, oh, God. He just posted. I'm in the chat right now. I created a preliminary trend chart for my match. I was basically all power hour in my match. I actually bombed the night vote, and it took the last 3 hours. I'm going insane. See, he's just starting to really annoy me. He's very good in spurts. Very good. I enjoy him in spurts, but if you are in the chat a lot like I am, he just starts to, grind your fucking brain, you know?
He was talking about trends all day yesterday, except they were only ever about himself.
Yeah, and dude, he's so sad. Oh, my God. Charmander.
Oh, he just posted something in the chat. Go to the chat.
Yeah, I was just reading that. JC, I was just reading that. You fail.
Shh. Jesus Christ. Too busy being Leon's Down syndrome child.
Is this show over yet? God. I've done a good job.
I just told him I talked about it on the podcast. next loser is Charmander for his incessant blah, blah, blah. That got really annoying this week. So, yeah, if you want to get someone in your corner plus Charmander, he will notice that you plused him. And Ed Bellis, for not putting Chester in User of the Year. Instead, he put FF6 Man in. For shame, Ed. All right, let's move on to Survey Says. Survey Says this week. Luster. Guess I'll have to download the podcast when I get a chance to. Yeah, we talk about you all show, bro. All right. So, Survey Says this week, for next week's podcast, do you notice and recognize miracles? Okay, that's not Survey Says. There's no Survey Says this week because we're going to have rotating guest hosts next week. So, the question this week is, just tell us who your favorite guest hosts ever have been. And if a lot of people like someone, I'll try and get them on the show next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, JC. I'm not sure if you'll be back.
wish you well.
Next week is the 25th episode of Serious Business. We've been going for over 6 months now. Pretty impressive, huh? Are you impressed in the end?
I'm impressed.
Did you ever think we'd make it this far?
No, especially I want to say it was December where we took maybe a little bit of a break.
Yeah, we took like 3 weeks off.
And it kind of felt like we weren't getting much interest in the show. So
yeah, like the ratings went down for a while. We were demoralized, and we came back, and all of a sudden we got popular again.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but people started listening again. Maybe it was the inclusion of Ed Bellis.
That's true.
So anyway, next week is the 25th
episode. Ed Bellis.
Next week is the 25th episode, so we are going to run a live show for the board. It will start 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next week, Sunday. And from it's kind of weird to just say it's going to start 11 p.m. and then we don't even talk. Then all of a sudden we start talking, and that's the show. You know, people will miss it. So from 11 p.m. to 11:30, we will be doing a question and answer session where anyone in the chat can ask us any question. Like, do you think this guy sucks? Hey, will you vote for me? You know, those kind of questions.
Hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. And we will answer them for like a half an hour. Then 11:30, we'll start the real show live. And I will be calling and hanging up on people all show who are all former guest hosts. Several people are already invited. Most notably, P-Man. Let's hope P-Man shows up again. No? Yeah. So anyway.
Yes.
So anyway, look out for that next week, Sunday, 11 p.m. Should be a good time. What special stuff do we got going on? We got rotating hosts. We got live show. The Utility Man compiled all the winners and losers ever. So I'm going to unveil the top five winners and the top five losers ever. And it should be a great time. Neon promised to get really high. I might get drunk. Ed might have a dick in his butt.
We're talking about things that are unusual here.
Oops. So it should be a good time. All right. So I hope you all tune in. And that is it for this week's show. Ed, thanks for your silence.
Anytime.
really added to the show. JC, thank you for your input.
Better than last time, at least.
Thanks, bro.
No, you did a good job.
JC, we'd love to have you on next week.
I'm trying to squeeze you in.
JC, I'll drop some important guys to get you on the show. JC, if I could have Dr. Strange, are you on the show? I'd definitely have you on. And thank you, Alec.
Fuck you.
Alec, thank you for your time this week.
No problem. Glad Alec, I made it on this time.
And Alec, let me take this time to formally invite you to next week's rotating host show. I would love to have you on again.
And I have no idea why, but okay, cool.
And in fact, I really hope that you and I, in fact, I might invite you and JC back on at the same time because your chemistry was just so unbelievable.
Yes, it was.
I'm on his balls right now. And thank you.
JC was a great host.
He's on top tier levels like Biscuit and Dr. Football. And that is it for me. And as we sign out, reminding you as always, fuck bitches, win boardies. I'm out. And Jason, too bad JC's out too. Everyone wants to hear some more.